Today, we study together Lesson 27, in which we will learn Mishnayos Maseches Trumos, Perek Vov, Mishnehei and Vov, 6th Perek, the 5th and 6th Mishnayos of Mishnayos Trumos. We learned that in a situation where a person, a non-Kohen, a Zor, eats Truma belonging, let's say, to Mr. Cohen, and he does so b'shogeg, not realizing that it is Truma or not knowing that he is prohibited from eating Truma, and he eats it b'shogeg, then he has to pay the Kohen a keren and a chomesh. He has to give the Kohen the value of the Truma he ate in the form of Chulin Mitukonim, in the form of Chulin, which has already been tithed and misert, plus an additional Chomesh, which we explained is a Chomesh Milavar, 25% of the Keren. This Mishnah now tells us that there are various types of Tfuah which halachically are excluded from being appropriate to serve as the remuneration to the Kohen. And the first list are matnosaniyim. We know the dinim of leket and shichicha and peyah, that if a person owns a farm, and as he's harvesting some sheaves of wheat, for example, fall to the ground, he has to leave them on the ground for the poor person to pick it up. Similarly, if he leaves some bundles of wheat on the ground, turns around and goes back home and then realizes, oops, I forgot a bundle or two, they too have to be left for the poor. And finally, he has to leave a corner, a small corner of the field, as a donation, so to speak, to the poor. From that tavua, of which is either leket or shichicha or peyah, one cannot give as remuneration to the Kohen. The reason being that leket and shichicha and peyah were not chayev in truma. They were never obligated to give truma. The ani does not have to give truma from a leket shikho peyah. And therefore, it's not something which is ra'uy lihiyos kodesh. It is not something which is appropriate, which had been designated at one time as potential kodesh. It's exempt from truma, and therefore cannot be used as remuneration, as compensation to the Kohen for the truma which was eaten b'shogeg. And similarly, umin ha-hefka. Hefka means abandoned property. Abandoned property which has no owner is not obligated in truma. One does not have to give truma from abandoned property that you come upon and possess. And therefore, it cannot be used as remuneration for truma. Similarly, velomi ma'aser rishon shenitla trumoso. If a Levi, for example, was given his tithe, his tenth, and he gave from that tenth a tenth as truma, trumas ma'aser, then that ma'aser rishon also cannot be given as compensation to the Kohen for truma, which the Levi, who was also a Zor and not allowed to eat truma, may have eaten b'shogeg. And the reason being that since at one point this ma'aser was kodesh, was in a certain sense holy, therefore it cannot be used to serve as compensation for truma. And similarly, velo mima'aseh sheni vehegdish sheniftu. Nor can ma'aseh sheni, the second tithe, which consists of grain, which should have been brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there, but the owner was poda it. He redeemed that grain instead of schlepping it to Yerushalayim. He redeemed it on the ground in the farm for money and took the money to Yerushalayim. Perfectly legitimate. That ma'aseh sheni, or hekdesh, in a similar situation, the tefuah which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Beis HaMikdash central fund, so to speak, which has been redeemed and is now perfectly chulin, cannot be used for compensation to pay back the kohen. She'ein hakodesh poda es hakodesh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. All the above is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Because Rabbi Meir says, something which is kodesh, or which once was kodesh, even though now it is no longer kodesh, cannot be given as kodesh to serve as compensation for truma, which is kodesh, which is sacred. So says Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim matirin bo'elu. Chachamim say that it is permissible. Now, what's permissible? Just the last couple of items or the entire list? This is a machlokas in the Yerushalmi between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Chachamim are only matir ma'aseh sheni vehekdesh sheniftu, or according to some, ma'aseh rishon shenitla trumaso and ma'aseh sheni vehekdesh sheniftu. But it does not refer to the entire list. Matirin bo'elu means these last mentioned. However, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that the Chachamim say that it is all, the entire list, leket, shik, chapeya, all the way down to ma'aseh sheni vehekdesh sheniftu, can be used by a Zor to pay the Kohen for the Truma which the Zor ate b'shoge. And Rabbi Yochanan's reason is that all of these things, leket, shikcha, peya, hefker, etc., are the mamon. They're the property of the oni, the property of the person who possessed the hefker, the property of the Levi who gave his maaser, trumas maaser, from the maaser rishon, the property of the person who was poda, the maaser sheni vehegdish. And therefore, they're chulin gemurim, they're bona fide chulin, and they can be used by the Zor to compensate the Kohen for the truma which the Zor ate bishok. Continuing now to Mishnah Vav. Again, another halacha about what the Zor can give to the Kohen to compensate the Kohen for the teruma which the Zor ate b'shogeg. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Mishalmin mimin al she'eno mino. If, for example, the Zor ate wheat, he can compensate the Kohen in barley. If he ate figs, he can compensate the Kohen in with dates. Maybe I shouldn't have given the example of wheat and barley the way I did. I should have said, if, as we'll see in a moment, if the Zor ate barley, he can compensate the Kohen with wheat. If the Zor ate figs, he can compensate the Kohen with dates. Because the condition here is, uvilvad sheyishalei min hayofe al hora. He has to give him a min which is superior. If he ate figs, which are held to be inferior to tamarim, then he can cut to dates. He can compensate him with dates, the better min, the better species. Similarly, if he ate barley, he can compensate him with the better species of wheat. So says Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Mishalmin Elo Mimin Al Mino. If the Zor ate Truma, which was barley, he's got to give the Kohen back barley. He can't give him back some other species, even a superior species. We'll see why in a moment. But the implication of Rabbi Akiva's ruling is, Lefichach im ochal kishuin shel erev shviyas. If a person ate kishuin, or it's a type of a gourd or a squash or perhaps a melon, and he ate it from the crop of the sixth year, the year before the Shemitah year, the seventh sabbatical year, then he should obviously compensate, and this kishuin were truma belonging to the Kohen. He should compensate the Kohen with Kishuin, with the same species which he ate. But this particular species hardens very quickly. And once it becomes hard, it's not fit for Achila. So therefore, he can't compensate the Kohen with Kishuin, because the Kishuin are hard and not fit to eat. The next year, the coming year, is Shemitah. Once again, he can't give from Shemitah. The Shemitah is either, the Kishuin of Shemitah are either Osur as Svichin, or else they're Hefker, as the fruits of Shvius are Hefker. So therefore, Yamtin l'kishuin al motzoi Shvius. He should wait until the eighth year, the year after Shvius, and then compensate the Kohen with Kishuin in the eighth year for the Kishuin which he ate in the sixth year. Vishalei mehem. So this dispute, Rabbi Lezer holding that one can compensate the Kohen with another species if it's only a better one. And Rabbi Akiva says, under no condition can you compensate the Kohen with a species other than the species which the Zohar ate. Both learn their halacha from the same pasuk. Mimekom sh'Rabbi Eliezer mekel, from the very pasuk from which Rabbi Eliezer learns his leniency, mishom Rabbi Akiva machmir. From that same pasuk does Rabbi Akiva learn his stringency. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'nosan la'kohen es ha'kodesh, that the Zohar who eats Truma B'Shogeg must give the Kohen Es HaKodesh. So Rabbi Eliezer says, he's got to give him something which is Ra'oi, which is fit to be Kodesh. So if he ate barley, he can give him wheat. Wheat is fit to be Truma. If he ate figs, he can give him dates. Dates are Ra'oi Lihiyos Kodesh. Kol Shehu Ra'oi Lihiyos Kodesh, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Any species, doesn't have to be the same species which he consumed. It can be any species, as long as it's Ra'oi Lihiyos Kodesh. He can't give him tomatoes for barley or wheat, but he can give him wheat for barley. For Rabbi Akiva Omer, V'nosan la'kohen es ha'kodesh. He has to give the Kohen the Kodesh. Kodesh she'ochal, the same species which he ate. If he ate barley, he's got to give him back barley. If he ate wheat, wheat, etc. And so we have finished the entire sixth parak of Trumos, and we have finished lesson number 27.